Chase, can you hear us?
Yeah, you guys hear me?
Yep, all good. All right, well, we are now joined by Chase Briscoe, our third place finisher in the number 98 Stewart Haas Racing Ford. Chase, can you walk us through that final lap? What was it like from your vantage point?
Yeah, I couldn't see the wreck, but, you know, two to go, I think I was running fourth or somewhere in there, third or fourth, and coming to the white flag, I think I got shoveled back to eighth or ninth, and you know, honestly, it was probably a blessing in disguise because I would have definitely been in the wreck if it wasn't for that. And like I said, I couldn't see what happened in front of me. All I know is there was a lot of smoke and we were checking up and I came out running third. So overall, it worked out for us that we got shuffled out there at the end and we got a clean race car to go to Talladega, which is nice because it's a lot of work to get these super speedway cars good and fast. And we got one that's clean. So that'll be able to work on that and tune it up a little bit and see if we can get a little bit better.
All right, well, we're going to take questions for Chase. As a reminder, if you have a question, click the participants tab and raise your hand. We're going to kick it off with Terry with WNDB. Go ahead, Terry.
Yeah, Chase, Stewart Haas Racing, they've done, it's fun watching them in the Cup Series, but their Xfinity Series teams have just been amazing, and you've had a great year this year. And that sort of sets the scene for what you got going on for the next few weeks. This is going to start getting a little intense as you move along. You don't have the teammates you've had before. You're out there on your own now.
Yeah, you know, I feel like the teammate deal doesn't really affect us too much, except for when we come to places like, you know, here in Talladega. And, you know, even last year, you know, there was three of us instead of two of us, so it was still pretty tough to do anything. And, you know, I feel like that for sure hurts us at a place like this, you know, when it's just me and Cindric. And, you know, we're trying to help each other as much as we can, but when it comes down to it, we're both obviously trying to win the regular season championship. And I feel like we did a really good job tonight of sticking with each other and working together and trying to beat the collar cars. It was just tough. Those three cars were so fast, especially when they got out front. I feel like, you know, at the beginning of the race when me and Cindric were controlling it, I felt like it was going to be hard to clear us. You know, maybe one of them would have got by us, but not two or three of them. And we just went to the top way too early and tried to block it, and it was the wrong move. So keep that in the bank for Talladega and see if we can not make that mistake again.
Good run today.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Zach Cerniolo. Go ahead, Zach.
Chase, congrats on the run tonight. How concerned were you once you got kind of shuffled out from Cindric with, I guess it was probably about two or three to go?
Yeah, you know, I was trying to – I felt like our only chance to even win the race was to break the collar cars up, and I knew that I could have the biggest run in the world and I was never going to be able to drive to the lead to pass three of them. Just, you know, those three guys are probably the most aggressive when it comes to blocks and just making moves, and they're in the three fastest race cars, I feel like. So I knew if I could break them up, that would help our chances a little bit, make it two-on-two instead of three-on-two, and I was able to get Justin shuffled. But when I did it, I didn't do a very good job of getting back up. I kind of got stuck in the middle. I didn't know whether I would have been better on the top to try to, you know, stall Justin and push myself out. But I was trying to help Cindric on the bottom, and I just put myself in a really bad spot and got behind Cindric. And after that, our car just wasn't near as good. Whenever I was behind him versus him behind me, we just could never get a run going. And obviously that's kind of all she wrote. So keep that in the bank, you know. Felt like even earlier this year at Talladega, it was kind of the same way. When he was behind me, we were really good, but when I was behind him, we weren't near as good. So try to, you know, think about what we're doing different and talk to the Penske guys and see if we can maybe get a plan together for Talladega.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
All right, we'll take our next question from Steven Toronto. Go ahead, Steven.
Chase, when the playoff race at Talladega was announced, you talked about how almost terrifying it was that there was a super speedway race in the playoffs because of how much can happen there. With the attrition rate tonight and you coming out of here with a bunch of stage points and a third place finish, does it almost give you a sense of, oh, hey, I can do this come October, or do you almost think that it was just dumb luck that you didn't end up in one of those crashes?
Nah, I think, you know, just because it happened tonight doesn't mean anything, and knock on wood, it doesn't happen. But, you know, I think the big thing is you got to get stage points, and to get stage points, you can put yourself in a bad situation early in the race, which, you know, takes you out at the end, and then you're running 30th on back and losing a lot of points to guys. So that's the tough balance, you know. I don't know, it's going to be tough. It's terrifying to go to Talladega in the playoffs. In the truck series, that's what knocked me out, and then I ended up winning Homestead, so I could have won the championship potentially. So you know, I think that's always in the back of your mind that, you know, there's just so much out of your control when you go to Talladega or a place like Daytona and, you know, throw it in the playoffs, it makes it tough, especially that round. I think it's Vegas, which, you know, we won there earlier this year, which is nice. That's the first race, so hopefully we can win that one and not worry about Talladega. But if you do have a bad Talladega, you go to the Roval, where it's kind of like Talladega and Daytona in a sense, where anything can happen and you can get tore up in somebody else's mess. So it's definitely nerve-wracking that first round. Fortunately, we have a pretty good points lead playoff-wise. But, you know, if two of them guys win or whatever, anything can happen if you have two bad races. So we'll just keep trying to do our deal. And, you know, if we can survive it, obviously it'll be a good day.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks.
All right, Chase. Well, that's all we've got for you tonight. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Congratulations on the finish, and we will see you at Darlington.
Yep, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.